We will start 2 minutes early this evening so that I may wish you all a very Merry Christmas, which symbolizes the birth and the rebirth of the light. And may I have all other languages wish a Merry Christmas to all.
Ein fröhliches Weihnachten.
Kerstfeest.
Joyeux Noël.
Welcome,
Diana. Kalach is to Jena.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
A little louder.
Buon Natale.
At the end of the Om Quiet tonight, please do not leave. Our longtime Om Choir member, Meera Jyoti, would like to say a few words to you. So please remain seated. I just returned last night from Surat and Oro University, the first university in India and the world to offer integral education in the spirit of Sri Aurobindo and the Mother. We had an Om Choir there, and immediately the students formed an Om Choir. We had horticultural classes on the significance, the spiritual significance of flowers, and they've started a club for flowers. It's in its initial stages. Last year there were 48 students. This year there are 196. They're planning for 10 to 12,000. And it is a beautiful university. Hope you can visit one day. You will certainly be most welcome. The staff is excellent. And the visionary behind it is Mr. H.P. Rama. On this Christmas night, to see so many of you gathered here is a sign of the importance of the Om Choir to the world. And I just received a letter from a man, and I'm going to bring it, part of it, next week, because his experience in the Om Choir, of course there are dozens and dozens of experiences that I receive, and they're all special, but his was quite unique. At one point, I'll save it till next week. Strain here. top note again. Yes, yes.
Ma 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 ma
ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma.
Good. Give me a lot of strain in the bass.
Oh.
alone.
Thank you.
miracle here and can by miracle change. Now we've heard a miracle. Now complex chords bring split the men in half. Something higher is coming through them. And there's another one I'm trying to remember, a very, very beautiful Gabriel Jackson. He sang the name of Vishnu and the birth and joy and passion of the mystic world, and how the stars were made and life began, and the mute regions stirred with the throb of a soul. He sang the inconscient and its secret self, its power omnipotent, knowing not what it does, all shaping without will or thought or sense, its blind, unerring, occult mystery, and darkness yearning towards the eternal light, and love that broods within the dim abyss and waits the answer of the human heart, and death that climbs to immortality. He sang of the truth that cries from night's blind deeps, and the mother wisdom hid in nature's breast, and the idea that through her dumbness works, and the miracle of her transforming hands, of life that slumbers in the stone and the sun, and mind subliminal in mindless life, and the consciousness that wakes in beasts and men. He sang of the glory and marvel still to be born, of Godhead throwing off at last its veil, of bodies made divine and life made bliss, immortal sweetness clasping immortal might, heart sensing heart, thought looking straight at thought, and the delight when every barrier falls, and the transfiguration and the ecstasy.
Thank you.
this bodily appearance is not all. The form deceives. The person is a mask. Hid deep in man, celestial powers can dwell. His fragile ship conveys through the sea of years an incognito of the imperishable, a spirit that is a flame of God abides, a fiery portion of the wonderful, artist of his own beauty and delight, immortal in our mortal poverty. This sculptor of the forms of the infinite, this screened, unrecognized inhabitant, initiate of his own veiled mysteries, hides in a small dumb seed his cosmic thought.
Oh. a sudden messenger from the all-seeing tops, traversed the soundless corridors of his mind, bringing her rhythmic sense of hidden things. A music spoke, transcending mortal speech, as if from a golden phial of the all bliss, a joy of light, a joy of sudden sight, a rapture of the thrilled, undying word poured into his heart as into an empty cup, a repetition of God's first delight, creating in a young and virgin time.
Oh.
answer to that inarticulate questioning. There stooped with lightning neck and thunder's wings a radiant hymn to the inexpressible and the anthem of the superconscient light.
So much music has come tonight. Let us open the divine voice, pour down one last time this evening.
Thank you.
Dear Narad, it is now 8 years since following Mother Sadesh you started your choir. And tonight, on behalf of all of us, I would like to give you these tokens of our gratitude.
I have never heard music like this before. And I think there are others here who understand that. Tonight was a night of such beauty, of so much love. And I bow to the divine in each of you and thank you. Next week, I would like the microphone so that each person in their own language can wish all of us a happy New Year.